This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, get ready, because today we're going deep, really deep into the world of e-commerce websites.
That's right.
You ever get that feeling like they're like reading your mind?
Uh-huh.
Leading you like step by step to click that buy button.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to pull back the curtain and expose the tactics they use to guide you through that whole buying cycle.
Yeah, it's really a carefully planned out dance of psychology and design.
Yeah.
All with the goal of turning you, the browser, into a customer.
Exactly. And we've got this article here called E-commerce Website Guiding Customers Through the Buying Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling this is going to get kind of sneaky.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the journey, it all begins with what's called the awareness stage.
Okay.
This is like that moment you realize, hey, I need something.
I see.
Like maybe your coffee maker just like died.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you saw a friend with some really cool new shoes, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So you have this need, but where do you go?
Right.
We're not flipping through catalogs anymore.
No. And that's where those e-commerce websites come in.
Right.
Ready to give you a solution.
Yeah.
And the key here is speed and clarity.
Okay.
They need to grab your attention and make it crystal clear they have what you need.
Yeah. So imagine you land on a website and you have no idea what they sell.
Oh, yeah.
Like no clues whatsoever. Just like random images and slogans.
Right, yeah.
You'd bounce right off that page, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Confusing website is a missed opportunity.
Right.
The homepage needs to be a beacon of clarity.
Okay.
Think concise language, visuals that draw you in.
Gotcha.
And a clear statement about what the company does and what problem they solve.
Okay. And you know, nobody has time to waste deciphering a website.
Nope.
We want instant gratification. We want to see that solution now.
Right. Yeah.
But let's say you've found a website that seems promising.
Okay.
You've zeroed in on a potential solution to your need.
Okay.
Do you just click buy now? Call it a day.
Not so fast?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Not me. I like to do my research.
Good.
Compare prices.
Yeah.
Read those reviews. I'm not just handing over my credit card without a little investigation.
Right. You're a savvy shopper.
Uh-huh.
And that brings us to the consideration stage.
Okay.
This is where websites get really smart.
Gotcha.
They know you're comparing different options.
Yeah.
So they give you all the info.
Yeah.
In all kinds of different ways to, you know, cater to different learning styles.
So you mean like those detailed descriptions with like all the features and specs?
Exactly. But it goes beyond just that.
Okay.
Think really good pictures of the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show it from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Videos of like how to use it.
Right, right.
Even 3D models. So you can try on, you know, clothes virtually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or see how furniture would look in your house.
Yeah. The 3D models are pretty neat. I've gotten sucked into those before.
Right.
It's like you're playing a video game, but you're shopping.
Yeah, it's cool. And we can't forget those reviews.
Oh, right.
Seeing what other people are saying about the product,
uh-huh,
both good and bad,
yeah,
can be really, really influential.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm such a sucker for those reviews.
Yeah.
Like if I see hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm sold, you know, even if I've never heard of the brand.
It's social proof, like at its best.
Yeah.
We trust the opinions of other people, even if we don't know them.
Uh-huh.
And websites use that to build trust and make themselves look good.
So it's not just giving you the facts about the product.
Right.
They're appealing to your emotions.
Yeah.
Your desire to fit in, maybe that fear of missing out.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But it's not all just emotions.
Okay.
A lot of websites offer free trials,
mm-hmm,
or consultations so you can try the product or service.
Right.
Before you actually buy it.
Yeah. It's like the try before you buy concept, but like online.
Exactly.
Definitely lowers the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And makes you more confident in your decision. But there's another layer to this consideration stage that I find like super fascinating.
Okay.
Competitor analysis.
Ah, yes. The e-commerce battleground.
Right.
Businesses are constantly studying their rivals.
Uh-huh.
Like dissecting what works, you know?
Yeah.
And even more importantly, what doesn't work.
So it's like they're like learning from each other's mistakes, you
that's
know? Trying to figure out how to create the ultimate shopping experience.
That will like totally lure you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So it sounds like this high stakes game of chess,
uh-huh,
with you, the customer, as the prize.
Right.
But let's say a website has like successfully taken you through the awareness stage.
Okay.
And the consideration stage.
Yeah.
You're interested, you're intrigued,
yeah,
you're maybe even a little obsessed.
Right.
What happens next?
Well, that's when we enter the exciting purchase stage, where all those carefully crafted strategies lead to that magical moment. Mm-hmm. You click buy now.
Show me the money. All right, we're going to dive into part two. We're going to break down the art of the purchase.
Okay. Welcome back to our deep dive into e-commerce.
Yeah.
Now that we've kind of gone through how those websites, you know, get your attention, make you interested, let's talk about how they seal the deal.
Okay.
You know, get you to actually click that buy button.
So it's not just about having a like pretty website or some good product reviews.
No.
There's like more to it.
There's a lot more.
Uh-huh.
This is where the psychology, you know, really comes into play.
Okay.
It's like persuasion, but online.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about like how they make it happen.
Well, first off, that checkout process has got to be smooth.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Imagine you're like trying to check out and it's all clunky and multi-step.
Yeah.
And there's hidden fees and confusing forms.
Yeah.
You'd probably just abandon your cart, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've done that more times than I'd like to admit.
It's frustrating, right?
Ugh. It's like the worst. It's like they're like trying to make you give up.
Yeah, exactly. A seamless checkout is crucial.
Okay.
Like clear instructions, very few form fields,
mm-hmm.
and guest checkout options for, you know, people who don't want to create an account.
Right, right.
Every click, every little bit of info you enter should be easy peasy.
So it's about like reducing those barriers, making it easy to say yes to the purchase.
Exactly. But it's not just about simplifying the process.
Okay.
There are other like sneakier tactics they use.
Like what?
For example, have you ever noticed how some websites use like colors and big fonts?
Oh, yeah.
To make certain buttons stand out?
Yeah, like those big buy now buttons all bright and colorful.
Exactly. It's all about guiding your eye to where they want you to click.
Gotcha.
And then there's the whole urgency thing.
Oh, yeah.
Scarcity, you know? Like only two left in stock.
Oh, I hate those. I totally fall for them every time.
Right. They make you panic like you're going to miss out on something amazing.
Yes.
Pure FOMO. Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
It's a really strong motivator.
It is.
They use those tactics to make you feel like you got to buy it now.
Right.
Before you, you know, overthink it.
Right, right. It's like they're playing on our, like, deepest instincts.
Right.
It's kind of fascinating, but also, like, a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a fine line, right?
Yeah.
But the truth is, humans are just wired this way.
I guess so.
And websites know that. And they use it to try to get us to do what they want.
So they're not like exactly manipulating us. They're just kind of like nudging us.
Yeah. Let's say they're giving us a little encouragement.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. But I mean, there are definitely ethical considerations here.
Oh, it's
got to be transparent.
Absolutely.
Like people should know what's going on.
Yeah.
And like feel like they're making their own choices.
100%. And speaking of knowing what you're getting into, let's talk about pricing. Persuasive pricing.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed how... like most prices end in .99.
Oh, yeah. Like $19.99 instead of just $20?
Exactly. It's called charm pricing.
I see.
It's a classic mind trick. Our brains, we focus on that first digit.
Uh-huh.
So we see $19.99 and think, oh, that's way cheaper than $20.
Right. Even though it's just a penny difference.
Exactly.
Wow. It's like I need to be a mind reader to understand all these pricing tricks.
Well, there are tons of them out there.
Yeah.
Bundles, limited time discounts, you name it.
I see.
But they all have the same goal, which is to make you feel like you're getting a bargain.
So it's not just about having the lowest price. It's like making it look like a good deal.
Right. It's about perceived value.
Okay.
Making people feel like they're getting more for their money.
Gotcha.
And don't forget about social proof.
Right, right.
Testimonials, reviews, even just like how many people have bought it.
Yeah.
Can really sway our decisions.
I guess it's that like herd mentality thing, you know?
Yeah.
If everyone else is doing it, it must be good.
Exactly. We tend to follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Especially online.
Yeah.
And websites take advantage of that, you know?
Right.
Make their products seem more desirable.
So to recap, it's like a mix of smart design, persuasive language,
uh-huh.
a little bit of psychological trickery, and some social influence.
It's all a big performance.
Yeah, exactly.
To lead you to that final purchase.
But the show doesn't end there, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Once you've made a purchase, there's a whole other stage.
We're the advocacy stage.
Advocacy. I thought the goal was to get people to buy.
It is, but it's more than that.
Okay, so what happens after the purchase?
That's what we're going to talk about in part three.
Okay.
Because the real goal, the holy grail, is turning that one-time buyer into a lifelong fan.
Oh. Okay, so we're back and ready to explore the final stage you mentioned, the advocacy stage.
Exactly.
I'm really interested to hear how, like, websites take those happy customers and turn them into, you know, like, brand evangelists.
Yeah.
Those people who just can't stop talking about how much they love a product.
Yeah, that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
Turning a one-time buyer
right
into, like, a lifelong customer
uh-huh.
who's, like, passionate about the brand.
And tells all their friends.
Exactly. It all comes down to, like, building relationships.
Okay.
That go beyond just buying and selling.
So it's not enough to just make the sale. You want to, like, create a community.
Yeah. Think about it like this.
Okay.
You go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Okay.
Food's great. Service is great. The whole vibe is perfect.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'd probably tell everyone I know about it.
Right.
Maybe leave a good review online.
Yeah.
Maybe even become, like, a regular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what those websites want to do, too.
Okay.
They want you to love them so much.
Uh-huh.
You tell everyone about it and help them grow.
Okay. So how do they do that? What's the secret to, like, creating those raving fans?
Well, it starts with great customer service.
Right.
You know, responding to questions quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Easy returns.
Right, right.
Really going above and beyond to fix any problems.
Yeah, like making the customer feel like, you know, like a person.
Exactly.
Not just like another sale.
Just a number.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've, like, become a loyal customer of some companies just because their customer service was so good.
Yeah.
It's like they earned my loyalty, not just through, like, their ads.
For sure. And it's not just about reacting to problems.
Okay.
It's about being proactive, too.
Okay, like, what do you mean?
Like, personalized emails,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe special discounts for loyal customers.
Right, right.
Even, like, handwritten thank you notes for, you know, big purchases.
Wow.
Those little touches show they care.
Yeah.
That they want to build, like, a real relationship.
Yeah. It's way better than those, like, mass emails that just end up in my spam folder.
It's about being, you know, personal.
Right.
And genuine.
Okay. And then there's the community building aspect. Right.
Right? Yeah. A lot of websites create, like, online forums,
mm-hmm.
social media groups, maybe loyalty programs.
Yeah.
To, you know, create a sense of belonging.
So it's, like, not just about the product itself.
Yeah.
It's about, like, a shared experience, like a tribe of people.
Exactly.
Who all love the same brand.
Yeah. And those communities can be really powerful for marketing.
How so?
People share their experiences, recommend stuff to each other, even give feedback.
Right.
That helps the company improve.
So it's, like, win-win.
Exactly.
Customers feel like they're part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And the company gets valuable info.
And loyalty. But it doesn't always have to be, you know, big communities.
Okay.
Sometimes it's the small things that matter.
Yeah. I like that.
Like including a little handwritten note.
Ah, yeah.
Or a free gift with your order.
Those little things can make a big difference.
They really can. It's about going above and beyond.
Yeah.
Surprising people with something nice.
It makes you feel like they actually, like, value you as a customer.
Right.
Not just a number.
And those human touches are really important these days.
Yeah.
When everything's so digital.
Yeah, totally.
And it's those little things that turn customers into, like, real fans.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, people aren't just buying things. They're buying, like, an experience.
Yeah, emotions, connections.
Exactly.
And the best companies know that.
Mm-hmm.
They put in the effort to create, like, a whole experience
right.
that goes beyond just the purchase.
So they're not just selling products. They're selling, like, a feeling.
A feeling, a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
A connection to something bigger.
Wow. This has been really eye-opening.
Yeah.
I'm seeing e-commerce totally differently now.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, algorithms and marketing tricks.
Right.
It's about, like, psychology, building relationships,
mm-hmm.
creating experiences that really connect with people.
It's a fascinating area.
Yeah.
Always changing. But you know one thing that never changes?
What's that?
The importance of, like, human connection.
Yeah, that's so true.
No amount of tech can replace that.
Well said. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of e-commerce.
My pleasure.
We hope you learned something new.
Yeah.
And maybe even started to appreciate the art and science of online persuasion.
It's pretty amazing.
And remember, next time you're shopping online, really pay attention to those little cues,
mm-hmm.
the strategies they're using.
Knowledge is power, right?
Exactly.
Understanding how it all works can help you make better decisions.
Until next time, happy shopping.
Happy shopping.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.